We are Elohim, a guardian and intelligent race. Arise, my people. My people were from a beautiful place, a powerful race, a guardian race. After the wars, we decided to help Earth alongside the Orion constellation as a means to regain our honor and place amongst the stars in the Law of One. We came here and hid in plain sight. After entering this grid with amnesia, even though unconscious of our true nature, we still fulfilled our mission and aided through the timelines simultaneously, incarnating in the toughest families, healing hurting lineages, transmuting negative energies and teaching the Law of One by encouraging humanity to live their truth, a truth that is activated in their DNA after coming in contact with the Blue Ray or Indigo Starseed. We even became certain ministers for specific religions, as we learned from an inner perspective how thick the veil of illusion had been made for humanity not to make it to the other side of heaven. In other words, Christo, Sophia consciousness had completely been removed from the equation, and the divine feminine energy obliterated from the timeline. We are here to restore that which truly ascends the hearts and minds of the people. The divine feminine and masculine, the balance. Patiently we waited, ate with them, acted like them, jumped like them, lied like them, stole like them and used our gifts as a crutch to earn monies from the minority, let alone make them volunteer 25 hours a week on equity. It was modern day slavery at its best, from the church to the government, all for a whiff of Chi energy at worship and some ego stroking at the pulpit. I had come to a conclusion that humanity was lost, not by choice but by programming. Lost to the point of even using the name of love and our commander Yaheshua to manipulate and kill the masses. To the angel of the Church of Laodicea, that's Christianity, one of the continents or churches judged by the light, solar flare in the Book of Revelations. Which is not entirely accurate, BTW. Yaheshua and his 12 disciples were not really his disciples, they were a team of Blue Ray Beret, sent to that timeline to aid humanity from the grips of the Romans. Yaheshua was also sent to heal David's lineage from all its sins. Hence why they emphasized him so much as being a king or messiah, but let's face it, higher meaning gets interpreted differently from a dualistic perspective, and that's why many don't see what we were born to see. It also doesn't mean that the focus was all on Yaheshua. Yes, he was the lead commander, but we don't operate like that in reality. It is still the Law of One in effect. Peter healed with his shadow, not because of him but because of the light and flames we emit as a people on this planet. The faster we come together, the stronger we become in light. The real transmutation of power. Yaheshua left us the greatest unconscious and conscious blueprint to our mission and earth experience. His own life was the blueprint and the Bible somewhat that guide. I wrote a small article on the Lamb experience below. The Masters, collective consciousness, ET consciousness and many more, all came together and created the perfect plan in awakening us through time. The princes are activated through a gene crystal, superhero movies, and biblical and ancient terms that are encoded in their DNA to remember who we really are. Once the time came, we were never alone, just unconscious. Those who have awakened fully and merged with their higher selves, can activate others by simply touching them. It is very contagious and it feels like stream of rivers flowing in your belly. What they consider to be the baptism of the HS is actually a re-encounter with your true self and the speaking of tongues, your native language. This is a very cool, yet painful process, as you will begin to detach from your earthly attachments and regain the memories of who you really are, from the Blue Ray and Indigo family races. In all, love will light the way. The time is now, my beloved guardian race. If you are reading this, you will know by all of the symptoms and life experiences you have lived by what we have expressed in the above words. I am excited and happy to have finally come out of the shadows and begin to assemble our Blue Ray Beret soul teams. As much as I would like to reveal my identity, it is not time for me to do so. But, we will orchestrate meetings real soon, and there, we will all share our true selves and remember with great joy as we regain consciousness and meet again on this earth plane. I look forward to meeting with all you again, Zed, my beloved guardian race. Blue Rays and Indigo carry strong Gabriel and Michael energy. Yaheshua is from our lineage and one of our commanders and leaders back home. I call him Big Bro. These energies emit a powerful violet and blue flame that transmutes the darkest and ugliest of energies. The type that can never look at a Blue Ray or Indigo in the eye because we are too powerful for them to look at. These are indications of light versus darkness. It's time to wake up, golden people, lion and feline race, Sirius. You are here for greater and our time is now. Regain your honor and rightful place amongst the star. Let's transcend and ascend this beautiful planet, back to its rightful place, as one. As one. We love you. Love, light, strength and honor.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.